Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
Wildfires the past couple of years have just wreaked havoc on BC, Alberta, Saskatchewan, Manitoba. A lot of people, for the most part, pretty good when it comes to fire bans. There's this one guy who is the definition of a jackwagon, though, Stacey.
Oh, my God.
This one guy in BC where it's really bad right now.
So like,
wildfires,
bad.
They take it very serious in BC. This guy did not want to mow his lawn. His lawn was getting really bad. Like, he was gone on a vacation or just gone for a couple weeks somewhere, and his lawn just grew out of hand. And instead of mowing the lawn and having to empty the bag a bunch, he just decided to light it on fire. He lit his lawn on fire instead of wanting to just mow it.
In the middle of an absolute wildfire crisis in the province he currently lives in.
Yeah, fire bans, wildfires, everything's going on. And this guy thinks, yeah, the best thing to do right now is to light my front yard on fire. First of all, even if there are no wildfires or fire bans, this is still a horrible idea.
Absolutely. 100%.
It's not like it's like, oh, well, there wasn't a fire ban. Oh, that's okay then. That's okay. There was no fire ban.
I will light my lawn on fire.
Who does that? Who does that? Who thinks in their head that lighting your lawn on fire is actually going to be like a good idea?
I'm hoping, I don't want to say I'm hoping, but I'm going to maybe assume that he was not in a clear state of mind. Maybe he was under the influence of something, because that's just not a logical decision to make.
If you're lighting your lawn on fire sober as a bird,
that's not
you gotta
good.
You got to be reviewing your decision-making
sober
process.
Sober as a bird? Like, is it not sober as a judge?
Sober as a judge. Sober as a bird works too.
Does it?
That's what we say in my family. Sober as a bird.
What?
What?
I've never heard that.
Well, birds aren't out there on Friday crushing beers. For the most part, birds are sober.
Neither are gophers.
Sober as a gopher?
Yeah.
Okay, and that rhymes too. Sober as a gopher. You could do anything. Oh, sober as an elephant. Like, you could literally do anything. You're going to knock me for that, really.
That's so funny.
Sober as a grasshopper out there. moral of the story, don't light your front yard on fire.
No.
I never thought I'd say that sentence in my life. Mila Kunis, a.k.a. Meg from Family Guy, she has created this cartoon called Stoner Cats. And it's exactly what it sounds like. basically, it's this little cartoon. It's like an animated short. So it's not going to be like a full half-hour cartoon episode. They're going to be like little 5-6 minute videos on the internet. Basically, it's about this old lady named Mrs. Stoner. She gets dementia, Alzheimer's. And she starts smoking marijuana to help with it.
Right.
And she smokes so much that her cats in her apartment also get baked and they start talking to her.
Okay.
And that's the whole thing. Stoner Cats.
Wow.
And it's going to be voiced by like Chris Rock, Seth MacFarlane, Mila Kunis, Ashton Kutcher, like a star-studded lineup.
Yeah.
Apparently it's a super cool project they've been working on. But you have to pay a lot of money to watch this.
Yeah, this is weird.
It's this NFT thing. NFTs are these things you can buy online.
Digital images.
Exactly. You own that image on the internet. No one else can use it. It's this big thing that everyone on the internet is doing. It's with all this cryptocurrency stuff, which...
It's beyond
it's
me.
It's over our head, yeah. Right? Basically, if you buy one of these NFTs, which are $800, by the way, you are allowed to watch these animated shorts. But if you don't buy one, then you can't. It's like this exclusive little club.
It's like Netflix, but... More crypto.
It's like Netflix, but 100 times more expensive.
And cooler.
And you can only watch one show.
Yeah.
But the show is about cats who get high with an old lady.
Everyone deserves a little recognition. It's time for some cruise shout-outs.
Shout out!
Take it away, Stacey and Clayton.
Shout out to the person who always takes one for the team and cleans the break room microwave. They don't make a big deal about it either. They just do it because they're a gem.
The opposite of a shout out to the person who leaves a condescending note on the break room microwave instead of actually cleaning it. Every workplace has the condescending note person. And they're just the worst. We're not animals, you guys. Clean up your mess. Okay, Helen, you use the microwave more than anyone else here. Grow up.
Shout out to Rocky, the flying squirrel, for having to put up with Bullwinkle's shit for years. If I was Rocky, I would have found a new talking moose friend a long time ago. To be fair, though, talking moose are pretty hard to find.
And shout out to the weekend newspaper comics from back in the day. Remember those? During the week, it was like half a page of comics, black and white. But on Saturday, 3 pages, all in color, couple word searches, couple crosswords. You had Garfield, Hagar the Horrible, The Far Side, BC, Non Sequitur, Slylock Fox, Calvin and Hobbes. I could go on, but...
Sidebar, how good was Slylock Fox, honestly?
So good. Never solved a single crime, though.
What?
How hard were they?
Come on.
You come on.
We're super excited, obviously, because a bunch of fun stuff is happening this summer that hadn't happened last summer. The Saskatoon X is back doing stuff. Taste of Saskatchewan is going to be happening. It's going to be amazing. And with Taste of Saskatchewan, it's great. You get little bits of wonderful food. You get to hang out in a beautiful park. They are doing things a little bit differently this year, though. It's still running 10th to the 15th, opens at 11. There's, you know, going to be music and stuff. But enhanced cleaning is happening, which is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But they're making a fairly significant change, obviously because of COVID, and they are no longer doing the token system where you would buy the red tickets or whatever color they were and exchange them for food, which I don't know why. There's something about a token that just feels more special.
Really?
I love tokens. When you go to a wedding and you buy beer, like you buy beer tickets, I love them. Obviously, you know, run into that situation the next morning with token guilt where
exactly.
You reach into your pockets and you're like, oh my God, I have 6 tokens here. This is like, you know, 6 beer. What am I doing?
I can't tell you how many weddings I've been at the next morning.
Oh, yeah.
You reach into your pockets. Come on, Clayton. It's like $24 worth of drinks, and you can't exchange those anywhere else.
No, zero places.
Those working at zero other places. You can't just go to another wedding the next week. Hey, I got some tokens at another wedding. Are they good here?
Please.
Are they good, please?
And you make that last purchase of tickets where you're like, I'm just going to get 6 more beer. It'll be totally fine. And then, the next morning, you've got 5 tokens in your pocket.
Idiot.
So, kind of, you may run into the same problem at Taste of Saskatchewan. Instead, they're going to just have debit credit payment machines at every booth, which may, you know, increase the time that you're there. But regardless, Taste of Saskatchewan's happening.
Going to be a lot of lines. That's the only thing. Like, make sure you have the tap on your debit card.
Mm-hmm.
That'll make it go a bit faster. Dinosaurs like me who don't have the tap, maybe think about getting it. You're giving me the angry eyes right now. I know I don't have the tap, okay? I saw that one video of a guy with a debit machine just going up to someone's pocket, and because their wallet was in there and they had the tap, it just took the money. And ever since I saw that video, I am petrified.
Have you ever seen or heard a story of someone getting robbed before?
No, I also haven't seen a lot of people just walking around the streets with a debit machine in their hand. I don't know why I'm so scared of this.
Cruise confused lyrics.
Reddit-do.
Sorry, I'm eating yogurt and it's not something to eat during a radio show.
You got yogurt mouth.
I've got the milk spits, like milk phlegm. Anyway.
Don't say milk spits. That's weird.
I'm sorry. AC/DC, Back in Black. This
milk
is from
spits.
Ethan.
Never heard that before.
It's when you have dairy. It's not great for the phlegm situation.
Ugh.
Anyway. I'm all distracted. Ethan hears, so look at me now. I'm just making my bed.
Weird, wow. Greg.
You know what? I make my bed every 2, and it's great.
Look at me, guys, making my bed. No one cares, Curtis.
I'm so badass.
No one cares, Curtis. No one cares.
The actual lyrics. So look at me now. I'm just making my play.
The next one is from Grant. Midnight oil beds are burning. Grant hears, the time has come to shave this bear. Hard no on that one.
I'm sure the bear's not happy about that either.
I wouldn't want to shave a bear, and I wouldn't want to see it afterwards, too. Google hairless bear
it's
when you get...
terrifying.
When you get, like, 30 seconds today, Google hairless bear. It is...
Yeah, it's not
it's
cool.
A nightmare. The actual lyrics, the time has come to say fair's fair.
The time has come to say fair's fair.
Last one's from Teresa. Elton John, Saturday Night's... Saturday night's all right for fighting. Love this one. She hears salad egg, salad egg, salad egg, salad egg.
love that one.
Is it because they're British that he says it backwards instead of egg salad?
Sure.
Salad egg.
Salad egg. It's Yoda, apparently. Yeah.
Obviously, the word he's repeating over and over is Saturday.
Just a salad full of different eggs. Scrambled eggs, over
fried.
Easy, sunny side up, Benedict. Just a bunch of eggs in a bowl.
Denver's.
That would be, that would be the worst salad.
No, thank you.
Just runny yolk is the dressing.
Oh, yeah.
What are we doing? How do we even get sidetracked like this?
When it comes to macaroni and cheese, people are very passionate about it. You and I did a review a couple years ago of Kraft Dinner compared to President's Choice macaroni and cheese.
The comment section on that video was out of hand.
Unbelievable.
So many people, oh, you think that off-brand mac and cheese is good? It's got nothing on this one. Oh, you think that's good? Try this one. Try this one. What about this one? Everyone has like their go-to brand, and they're very passionate about
very
it.
Very passionate about it. In this case, I saw this video on Facebook. Someone is making, Kraft macaroni and cheese. So it comes from the States. Regardless, what they do is they're making two boxes at once, which is fine, in a pot. And instead of boiling the water, draining it, and following the instructions, they're doing it one pot style.
It's like a slow cooker style, if you will.
Kind of. They basically toss in the noodles, toss in a bunch of water to just cover the noodles, dump in the cheese packets, add the butter, started boiling. When it comes to a boil, you bring it down to simmer until the liquid is absorbed.
So it's kind of like Hamburger Helper, but it's no hamburger. It's just the noodles for mac and cheese.
Just the helper. Yeah. And then once that is done, this woman in the video, my God, she adds like a cup of heavy cream.
Cream to mac and cheese?
Like whipping cream.
That's a bold strategy.
Because in the one pot method there so far, there wasn't any milk involved.
Yeah.
You boil the noodles in basically the cheese water. Which sounds gross.
See, that's what gets me about this little life hack, if you will. The cheese water. Like,
but just think, boiling noodles in water, very plain. It tastes just like a noodle. But boiling noodles in cheese water.
But it's just dealing with the cheese water after. Well, I guess it's.
No, there's nothing to deal with. It gets sucked up by the noodles. And then once she's done and stirring it, the texture looks unbelievable.
Like
it
commercial-esque.
Looks so good.
You know when you make Katie at home and you're like, this isn't what it looks like on the box.
False advertising.
It looks better than the box.
Absolutely.
Like, here's the thing though, I got a good system and it has not failed me in 20-30 years. Like,
see, and that's the thing. People are passionate about what kind of macaroni and cheese they make and how it's made.
See, like, I'm passionate about you add like more butter instead of milk. So just a splash of milk, lots of butter.
Some people, more milk, less butter.
I know. Some monsters put margarine in there instead of butter.
Some people, my one friend doesn't even use the whole packet of powder.
That's wrong.
That is wrong.
I can't believe it. What's your weird quirk with KD, mac and cheese, whatever you want to call it? 306-938-0963. I have a pot that I only use for macaroni and cheese.
Oh.
I've had it for 15 years.
It's your mac and cheese pot.
I make nothing else in this pot but mac and cheese. If I ever lose it, I will cry myself to sleep.
The Saskatoon X, of course, is happening a little bit different. It's staggered, a couple days, a little bit of a break, couple more days. And something that, of course, I look forward to all the time is the food at the X, because I am not a ride person. I love going indoors and checking out the trade shows.
The fudge.
Like the super dogs and all that kind of stuff.
The fudge.
I like being inside, but then also the fudge and the food at the X is part of my favorite things.
Also the fudge.
Yeah. Something they're featuring, and we all know too, like we hear stories about the Stampede in Calgary. Every year it's like another crazy food has been added to the menu, and there was one year it was like a scorpion pizza. I just saw they have pork intestines on a stick from this last time.
Oh, I prefer my pork intestines in a bowl, actually.
Right?
Pork intestines,
I like it
on a
boiled
stick. That's just too messy for me. I don't know. It's not a stick food.
Anyway, this has always been, I think it turns into like, how weird can we be?
Yeah.
And will people still eat this? One of the things the X is featuring this year is pickle lemonade.
Why?
Because they can. And you know what? I bet you it's delicious. I would 100% try it.
It's just probably a little bit of pickle juice and lemonade, right?
Exactly.
Don't like that.
Of course you wouldn't. You hate pickles.
Yeah, obviously. But like, pickle, when it comes to like a liquid, like cranberries. Cranberries are a perfect pairing to like any other like juice, right? Grape and cranberry go great together. Apple and cranberry, great together. Like when it comes to liquids, do things go well with pickles?
Can I just say one word?
Yeah.
Caesars.
Oh, Caesars, yeah, I know.
It's the best addition to a Caesar. Pickle juice is amazing. And I've noticed too, like with it, when it comes to lemonade, right now they have like jalapeno lemonade on the market at the stores that you can buy. So there's kind of like a little bit of a turn towards the savory side of it.
Another weird food combination they have at the X, like a peanut butter bacon burger or something like that.
Peanut butter bacon burger is on there, as well as a Cool Ranch Dorito corn dog.
Oh, sign me up.
That sounds delicious.
Sounds great. What about a Cool Ranch Doritos pig intestine on a stick? How come
now
that isn't
we're
a thing?
Talking.
Let's go. Make it happen, Charlie Clark.
I don't think he has anything to
do. You know what?
That.
He has the power, though. Oh, God. Maybe he doesn't. I don't know what the mayor really does. Peanut butter on anything. Do you think it would be good?
Like
peanut butter starting to make its way onto everything. Burgers, sandwiches. Like, you wouldn't think peanut butter would be good on like a beef dip, but it is.
Yeah.
Like, what are some other foods peanut butter would be good on? Chicken breast? Eh.
Well, yeah, because Thai food a lot of times has like a peanut sauce
good call.
On
good
it.
Call.
Peanut butter on cheese is delicious.
Mm-hmm. Skittles.
Sure. That's not a food, though. It's just candy.
Skittles is a food. If Skittles isn't a food, then technically I didn't have supper yesterday.
Stacey and Clayton, weekday mornings 6 to 10 on Cruise.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.